Source is about appreciation, meaning deep understanding, so deep that you're not judging it. That is a powerful vibration. I would say more powerful than even what we call love. I understand love. It's great. I've been in love. I am in love. And I love the feeling of love. It's wonderful. Not everybody necessarily is in that, but you can appreciate. And appreciate doesn't have the attachment that love tends to. Welcome to the Stream of David podcast. I am here with Taya Bootcamp graduate and all around Taya geek and spiritual geek, I should say, Erica Lynn.
Hello.
To tell you that this podcast is happening. I love to have Erica on. This is probably the third time you've been on, at least, right?
Yeah.
And I love to have Erica on, but we haven't interacted in a while. You've been really busy. And then on my birthday this year, this past February, this lovely video popped up in my Facebook Messenger from Erica. And I thought it was a birthday message from you, it was absolutely lovely. I've posted it in the Facebook group. I'll post it in some other places too, because I really, really like it. Not just because it talks about how wonderful I am at boot camp, but it really shares your journey. Thank you for the ego boost. But more importantly, I love that you're sharing what's going on with you post boot camp and in your life with all of your practices. So Why don't we dive into that?
Yes, I'd love to. And thank you again for having me. That testimonial was very spontaneous. As I had mentioned on that video, I had seen your picture on Facebook and I really stopped and just realized what a miracle it was for me to cross paths with you, because it absolutely changed the trajectory of my life. I mean, since Taya, I have been on, this journey never ends, but there have been more teachers and just the evolution has just grown to a point where I am at a place where I've only dreamed of. Everything that I've been really hoping for my life to evolve to is my reality. Last time I was on your podcast, we spoke about me moving to Florida. Now, I think one of the things that I want to make sure that I do while I share my journey is kind of just integrate what, you know, how Taya has been part of this, really the foundation, and some of the other things that I've been doing that have helped things go my way, so to say. So one takeaway I hope that everyone comes away with from listening is really allowing the universe to delight and surprise you. And that trust has been foundational for me in regards to my move to Florida. Now, I'll take a step back. About a year ago, my dad passed. And after that, and it was sudden. And my dad and I were not, he was one of my transgressors and continues to be. And that has been a fundamental part of this, of my experience moving to Florida as well. When he passed last February, it was right after a breakup and I was kind of in between jobs, and I've been in sales my entire career and I went back to school to be a health coach. So I really wanted to pivot into something more in the wellness space. And so, I made a decision to just move to Florida. And I didn't have a plan. I just set an intention and I allowed the universe to just guide me and I let it go. And that's a lot of what we talk about in Taya, is just setting intentions and just allowing the universe to surprise and delight you. And certainly that's what my experience has been since. So I would say about 2 months after I set this intention, a friend of mine approached me about moving to Fort Myers. Her mom had moved into an assisted living facility and, you know, do I want to just take over her bills in Fort Myers? That's a hard yes. Again, could never have planned this. That is really what I think was astounding. And I said, yes. Long story short, I come down to Florida in the summer just to check out Fort Myers, which I have never been to. I've been to Florida, East Coast mostly. I have people on the East Coast, but not in the Southwest part of Florida. And it is beautiful here. And I had never been to the Gulf of Mexico. I had never been to this area. And I immediately knew that this was for me. And so in September of 2023, I packed my clothes and moved here. I sold, donated everything in a storage unit, came down here with no plan, no job, and just literally came down here on the idea of this is it. This is my real.
You were trusting the universe that it was, that well-being was going to prevail for you.
Without a doubt. And I kept coming back to the whole, you know, people were very concerned about me not working. And that was really fun for me because, you know, again, we live in this matrix where if you're not working a 9-to-5 or this type of job, then what are you doing? And so
I programming.
Exactly. So, you know, I had some savings and I just knew that the way that everything just fell into place with me moving to Fort Myers, it didn't make any sense to me that I wouldn't find opportunities. I don't want to call it a job, opportunities that were in full alignment because, again, the way it all happened was just nobody can believe the story when I share it. Which is really a fun thing for me to do now. Now that I'm getting acclimated in my community and meeting more people and people are asking me where I'm from and what, you know, why I moved here, I share the story and everyone is just kind of blown away. And over the past 6 months or so, it's been a little bit challenging in the sense that, you know, I was had the highs and lows, you know, I was away from everyone I knew. And luckily, I made a friend here, a soulmate friend right away. Again, another piece of the puzzle that was clear that I was supposed to be in Florida. This person that came into my life a few weeks after I moved here is a soul sister, a soulmate friend. I know this girl is going to be someone I'm going to be friends with for the rest of my life. We have shared past lives together. The coincidences, the synchronicities have been just off the charts amazing. Well, so
hence the migration to Florida, because you were ready vibrationally to meet.
Without a doubt. Her and I are I always laugh because I talk about her a lot. I'm like, I feel like you're my boyfriend. I mean, she's married with a family, but I'm always talking about, you know, this friendship because I have a really strong bond with her. And this was just another... it was just another validation that I'm supposed to be here. So anyway, September, you know, went through the holidays, again, the highs and lows, but I kept coming back to trust. I kept coming back to, I know that something's going to come along that's going to be in complete alignment. And one thing I think some of your listeners will probably appreciate, and so will you, David, is that every time I went onto LinkedIn, now, mind you, I was in the corporate world for many years and I was on LinkedIn probably from the beginning. So I have 4,000 connections, who knows, but you know, that's what I know. I've never really looked for a job before because every job I've had in the past, it's somebody that's brought me somewhere. Somebody knew someone. So I never really actually had to sit down and actually look for a job, and things are very different now as far as looking for work, especially in this remote world that we live in. I mean, obviously jobs that I had previously had, now we're in a remote world and it's a global candidacy. So you're competing with hundreds of thousands of people sometimes. Mm-hmm. So my body would start to just like react every time I sat down to my computer and looked at LinkedIn. My stomach would get knots. And I'm like, this just doesn't feel good.
That's your soul kind of giving you a hell no. That's not your path, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So I decided not to look for a job anymore. I stopped. And you know what my job was? To be in joy. I made the conscious decision to feel good. And that was it. I went to the beach, sunsets. I was going on walks. I went to the gym. I make content because I do mediumship and I'm a wellness coach. And so, you know, I love making content that makes people feel good. So I just did things that felt good. And that did not include looking for a job online.
I can only imagine.
So it's just such an interesting journey. And then in January, right after the new year, I had a situation with a man who we weren't in a relationship, but without getting into the details, I experienced heartache for the first time. So this person and I have a very strong connection, and I know him a long time, and things evolved, and he actually came to visit, and I had a very, very big lesson in expectations and the reason why we should not have them. And so in that situation, my heart was broken into pieces. And, but it was the foundation for everything that's happened after that. And that is something that another lesson about letting go, surrendering. And I did not do that. And so in this heartache, which we tend to think of as a negative thing, ended up being, as we know from Taya, the foundation for something extraordinary. And so I was able to zoom out and see this person as a teacher and what lessons he brought me. And in doing so, within weeks, I fell in to an opportunity that is in complete alignment with everything I want to do. I am now the general manager of a place called Cycle Bar. It's an indoor cycling studio 2 miles from my house. I decided to take a class a few weeks after this heartache occurred and loved it. I took spin back in the day in the 90s, and I always loved spin class. And so Cycle Bar, similar to a Soul Studio, is all about indoor cycling, and it's amazing community. So I decided to take a free class. And because I took that class, 2 days later, an email went out to all of their potential members and members, most likely, about them looking for a general manager. And I looked at this email and I said, that's my job. That's, I claimed it. And within a week, I got an offer.
For that, effortless manifestation.
Yes. This opportunity that I have is an intersection of everything I love and what I'm good at. I have an opportunity to create community. I have an opportunity to drive business. I have complete autonomy from the owners of what to do, because their previous GM was young and inexperienced. I have a chance to connect with people in the community that people want to be part of this community, and I am the point person for all of it.
Yeah, I'm creating that has been your vibe all along. That's one thing I remember. One of the things we do in bootcamp for all of you listening is we identify where you do manifest successfully just naturally, because we all have things that we're really good at manifesting. Even if you think there's nothing, I promise you there's something. And I remember Erica's was making friends. I'm really good at making friends and keeping friends. I'm a really good friend. I remember that. Okay, how can we take that energy and layer that energy into these other areas of your life is a big thing that we worked on. I remember that. So, you know, for you just have this magnetic personality that it makes sense to have you as not just a sales person, but a general manager, where you're sort of involved with all of it.
Yeah.
Because that skill or that, you know, that talent layers into everything.
It does. Majority of the members are women. I'm a huge supporter of women. My staff is mostly Gen Z. I have a chance to mentor. I have a chance to
Question I have, do you have appreciation for Gen Z?
It's a work in progress.
Because I do, but I know most people don't. And I'm a Gen Xer, and there's definitely a real divide, a lot of polarity between Gen X and Gen Z for sure. And yes. Yeah, the appreciation piece of it, and really appreciating that they are coming from a more evolved space, but they're still in polarity like the rest of us.
Absolutely. And I also find, I'm only there a month, and the energy there, and it's, I mean, especially with the staff, you know, the Gen Zers, they're all very open to receiving guidance. I don't feel a lot of resistance, and that's really exciting for me. Because I can't come in hot as a new GM and like make all these changes and create chaos. Like it's a slow churn for me. And so it's my first experience running a franchise. And so I've been observing. I haven't really been speaking a lot. I've just been kind of in this receiving mode. And now I have an opportunity to actually start making changes and gain trust from everyone. And so, I've never felt more in alignment with something in my life. And the lesson here is just allow it to happen. And that was a prime example of just receiving an email and claiming it, and it happened. And now I'm in complete, like, I feel good every day. And I'm excited to do this. And I know I'm going to be making an impact on this business as well as in the community, connecting with people in the community, allowing people to, I'm a girl's girl. So like, clearly there's a lot of women in this place and I'm already like getting connections to other things, other places, other people, and it's only going to get bigger. And I'm just here for it. And it's another reason why I know I'm supposed to be here.
That's fantastic. So let's take a quick break. I want to talk about, in the break, I'm going to talk about the book and bootcamp just for a minute. And then when we come back, I kind of want to talk about, we know where you are now, but from bootcamp forward, what that journey looked like, because it wasn't manifesting perfection.
No.
It never is.
Never is.
So I do want to talk about the book quickly. Yeah. The Taya Practice book. The entire practice is in the book. I included everything in here. There's testimonials in here. There are case studies in here. All the tools are in here. The four pillars are described in great detail. Most of the book is channeled. I channel source, and that's what we call the stream. Most of it is channeled information, and it goes really deep into why the practice is created, why it works for anyone and everyone who wants to take it up, how it systematically raises your vibration, and how that is going to transform your life. So you can get this book on Amazon.com, the Taya Practice, the T-Y-A Practice. And we are talking about Taya Bootcamp. Taya Bootcamp is the holy grail of anyone that is a Taya practitioner or a Tayist. Most people coming into Taya Bootcamp, however, are not yet really Taya practitioners. Most people that came into Taya Bootcamp, and we've been going since 2018, had no idea what it was. They just knew they wanted the results that they were seeing other people that I talked to get. All of the clarity, all of the joy, and the abundance with ease, like you're describing. And so they joined and they came through, and my teaching it to all of these people over the years, 6 years now, that taught me. We went so much deeper and really created this practice from me teaching it to other people all over the world. That's where the book came from. So the book is a wonderful study guide. I playfully call it the Taya Bible because it's all in there and it will have a long shelf life. But Bootcamp is for anyone who really wants to dive deep into the detuning of their transgressors and really learn to make this a way of life. Both have value. Depending on where you are in your journey, you know which one you're ready for. But if you're interested in Taya Bootcamp and you are intrigued by what Erica is sharing today, we have a link in the show notes of this episode or on the website. You can go to the podcast section of my website and find this podcast. We have a link for you to book a discovery meeting. We do not charge for those meetings. We do not coerce you into doing anything that you don't want to do. And I conduct most of these. So if you're interested in Taya Bootcamp at all, I would like to talk to you. So set up your Taya Bootcamp discovery meeting and find your path to getting into Taya Bootcamp like Erica did. And you know, Erica, Taya Bootcamp, most people that have taken Taya Bootcamp, it wasn't, I have all this extra money laying around and I want to kill some time with it. You know, it was not that. It's a big investment for most people. And since it is, I absolutely want to ensure that you're getting way beyond your value's worth for what you invest in Taya Bootcamp. I feel a sense of obligation to that. Of course, I can't make somebody, but you know, I have found over the years that most people that come through are going to do the work. They're going to stay in. Even if they drift a little bit, they come back to it. And yep. We have all of those things built into it because it's not easy work. It's not easy changing your default vibration because you've spent a lifetime building it. But gosh, is it worthwhile to do it?
Without a doubt. My default vibration is probably one of my biggest takeaways from Taya Bootcamp, is really ensuring that being aware of where I am. And, you know, it doesn't mean that I'm not going to dip down, but we can't set up shop there. And so one of the things that I loved about Taya Bootcamp was that reminder constantly. And now it's been years since I graduated. I graduated right before the end of 2019. I was like, 2020 is going to be my year. And well, we all know what happened. So it was...
Yay, 2020. Oh, what's this?
Yeah. Can't find toilet paper. Like, what's this life that I'm living? Can't not sure, but
we're all better for it now that we've moved through the experience,
aren't we? Yeah, for sure. Lots of changes from that experience as well. But when I graduated in 2019, I mean, I was not nearly like an expert in any of this. This is a lifelong process and practice. But the longer I've been doing, when I say doing it, meaning like it's really just a level of consciousness. You know, there's not anything I'm doing anymore. I mean, when we're in boot camp, we're doing all the things, but you know, journaling has not stopped. That's one thing that I'll never stop. But I would say that from a learning perspective, this is just who I am now. You know, it's not like, oh, I'm going to be, and you know, my default vibration is going to be high today. Like it doesn't work like that. It's more about just this knowing that my vibration dictates everything. And what I put out comes back. And it's the reason why I'm having such a good experience at this new opportunity, because I can feel the energy of the people that are coming in. They're already saying, like, it just feels different in here. And I'm not saying I'm taking full responsibility for it, but if I'm the GM and I'm there the majority of the time, yeah, people are going to start to feel that. And it's migrating into the staff. And sure. So that to me is worth all of, I mean, yeah, there was an investment, but what I'm seeing and what I've been able to cultivate in the last few years has been nothing short of miraculous. You can't put a price tag on that. And yeah, that was a huge investment for me. And I was terrified, but I also at the same time felt like a full body yes. And I ran and got my credit card. I'll never forget that. and so it was one of the most expensive investments that I've ever had at that time in personal development. And so I have no regrets, absolutely zero regrets. And believe me, there was the credit card bill was coming in. And I was like, what the hell was I doing, you know, back while I was in boot camp. But something told me that, like, I remember feeling like just hang in there, just keep at it. And I never let up.
Well, and we tell everybody this. You're the one that gives it the power. There is definitely magic in the interaction and in the information that we provide. It's all channeled. But if you come in and you're not giving it power, it's not going to work. I won't enroll somebody unless I know they're really ready to give it the power and believe, because the belief is everything. The belief is what creates the transformation. Yeah. Taya is a vibration, but you've got to accept the vibration. You've got to choose to make it your vibration. There's no dogma. This isn't religion. You're not going to burn in hell for eternity if you don't do Taya. You know, there's none of that. So you're choosing it. This is something that I have explored. I don't enroll people that are really young. You know, not because there's anything wrong with being really, really young, but I think you need to have lived some life and explored a little bit before you're ready for Taya. There's lots of other stuff that comes before Taya that's a lot lighter.
Go do
some Abraham, read The Secret, you know, all these other things that are out there. You know, Taya takes you to the depths.
Yeah.
But, you know, for people that have been around and tried different modalities and things like that, if they give it the power, it is highly transformative. But it's
without a doubt. And one thing that differentiates Taya from maybe Abraham, you know, is that we do go into those transgressors. I didn't even know what that meant. And even to be honest, I never even heard of Abraham before I discovered.
Yeah, most people go through Abraham and then, okay, I need something else. And then they discover the stream.
Right.
And that's how I was. I was all into Abraham until it got to a point where I'm like, okay, there's more than this. And I was trying not to judge because I love Esther. I absolutely love Esther. I always credit Esther. I would never have channeled publicly if it weren't for Esther Hicks. She made it cool for me to do that.
Yeah.
Before that, I was very judgmental. But Esther and the Abraham message are there to serve the audience that is asking for that at that point. Mm-hmm. For some, I'm sure that gives them everything they need for their entire human journey. For others, and this was my experience, I'm like, well, there's still stuff. There's still stuff back there. You know, the whole just get happy, just be happy all the time. I know that can work, but I had stuff. I had baggage. I had these deeply rooted transgressor vibes that I couldn't just forget about. They always return. And I knew they were the root cause of the limiting beliefs that I was holding on to. And that's when I had to go and figure out for myself via the stream how to get rid of that stuff. And then once I did, it was like, holy shit, it really worked, because that stuff is just gone.
Oh, yes. There's so much to unpack on that one. First, radical appreciation for your transgressors. That is what allowed me to literally just obliterate fear from my journey down to Florida. My father was a transgressor, for sure. And I struggled with that. Him and I did not have a super close relationship. And when he passed, given my connection to spirit, my mediumship work over the years, you know, I started to communicate with him immediately. And we have a sign. I asked him for a sign as soon as I learned of his passing. And it has been profound with how he has been in my life. And I know he always wanted me to move to Florida. It's funny. And I really do believe that he has been part of this journey, like kind of creating like the circumstances to help me down here. And so I always give him credit for that, because I know he's part of my cosmic crew, along with my angels and spirit guides. But my dad, as a transgressor, having radical appreciation for him in his death has been a little bit of a wonky journey for me, because he was a broken man in a lot of ways. And now that he's in his completed state, you know, he has no ego, and he is light, he is love. And I now have more of appreciation for him in his death than I do when he was in the physical. And that's a hard concept sometimes to really come around with, because not everybody understands that either. And so it's really,
well, because that energy, the negative energy, or the, you know, the things that you were judging as should not be or were, that only exists in your recollection of it all.
Yeah.
That doesn't exist for him anymore.
Right.
So you're the one giving it life, right? You're the one keeping that alive, and you can choose something different.
Exactly. I can choose something different, and I choose to receive his support and his love in a way that he could never do in the physical. And that has been, having this type of relationship with him now that he's on the other side, we're closer, if that makes sense. I mean, I can't talk to him on the phone, but I know he's there because he's showing me. He's showing me through signs and synchronicities. And so when we talk about radical appreciation of our transgressors, that has been probably one of the most profound shifts in my life. Because he was someone who, you know, like a lot of parents, didn't really support, believe, you know, they only did the best they could based on how they were brought up. And that is part of really transmuting that, because they did the best they could. And so how can I fault him for that? He was just working with what he had. And so now he sees the big picture, and he sees who I am. And because we have this connection, I know that anything that I want to do, I've got his support. And that's why this fear is gone. Cause look what's happening. Why would I not believe based on all of the things that have been happening? I have proof over and over again.
I love what you shared, because it just shows all the work that you did in boot camp and with the ongoing, because boot camp, you don't graduate boot camp all fixed. Everything's right. Perfect. You learn the practice in boot camp. The two criteria for boot camp is, I want to know that you know the practice, and I want you to have seen it show up in your life already before you graduate. Because that way you have evidence that it works, and you're more likely to continue practicing for the rest of your life, which I can't imagine anybody graduating Taya boot camp and not having at least components of it that they use for the rest of their lives.
Right.
There's just no way. Once you see all of that and understand how all that works, and see what happens in your life when you start detuning things and raise the default, you just raise your default vibration just a little bit, it makes a massive change in your life.
Massive. Oh, yes. And it's actually interesting, when I was going through this heartache, I don't like calling it heartbreak because I don't believe in heartbreak. It's heartache, earlier in the year. As soon as I started feeling a little bit better, then I was able to appreciate it. And I feel like this has been the theme so far for the year, is radical appreciation. Even for the things that we perceive as negative are always the stepping stone for something extraordinary. So as soon as I came on the other side of it and pulled all of my energy back from this person, or in an attempt to, because it is a process, I found myself coming up with a business idea, getting this opportunity at Cycle Bar, getting back into CrossFit. You know, I stopped that for a while. So, you know, all of these things have been just, I've been pouring back into myself and I'm seeing the results. And all I want to do is keep going. And I can't stop smiling. I mean, and not like this 24/7 by all means, but still, this default vibration that we speak of always in Taya Bootcamp is exactly how we can create something that would have maybe only been in our dreams. I have an opportunity to now live in a 2-bedroom house for not a lot of money. I have a beautiful lanai. I sometimes look around and think, I can't believe I got here. And it's all because of my vibration. It really is. It's all about vibration, surrendering, and just allowing the magic to come in and really feeling into your what's going on in your body. And that is a huge indicator of what's for you. Mm-hmm. And so my experience being on LinkedIn is a huge example for me. And now I know that if it doesn't feel good, well,
I'm on LinkedIn and I have over 5,000, you know, connections on there, but it's mostly from the home furnishings industry that I was in before I did all this. And every time I get on LinkedIn, it just reminds me of that corporate, that glossy, not real facade that people put on. There's also a vibration of need in there. And I've posted some stuff for the stream, and of course, nobody really pays attention to it. You know, my vibe is TikTok these days. People really respond well to what I put out on TikTok. And I spend every morning now, I get up early, and my mornings now are just interacting with people on TikTok. I don't do the DMs, but I pay attention to the comments and I answer the comments and interact and have great conversations going with people on TikTok. It's a really different place where people are really wanting to be out of the matrix. And I know that there's certainly elements of the matrix present everywhere, even in TikTok.
Yeah.
But there's a whole community on TikTok that really want to be outside the matrix. And there's a vibe. And that happened, that all developed during COVID. And I got into that during COVID. And I love it. I absolutely love that whole vibe of let's figure out this matrix and let's wise up to it. And let's find our path out of it. And yeah. I've been sharing, though, the path out of it is not fearing and judging it, because that just draws you right back in. And that's what humanity, I do think that the stream's offering is very leading edge in terms of we still think we have to demonize the things that we don't like. Right. And that that's somehow going to solve them, yet it never does. So the concept of how do I appreciate, you know, XYZ, whatever horrible thing or horrible person is going on in the world, according to most people. But source is telling us that's it. When you hear that, you know, God is love and Jesus is love and all those messages, that's the core of source. Not all the rules and the worship and all the division and all that stuff. It really is that love is the how we describe the energy that creates the entire universe, is that powerful creative energy feels like love to us. And I like to call it appreciation.
Yeah.
Because love tends to have some attachment to it. You know, sometimes, you know, you love something, you want to hold on to it. And source is not about that. Source is about appreciation, meaning deep understanding, so deep that you're not judging it. That is a powerful vibration. I would say more powerful than even what we call love. I understand love. It's great. I've been in love. I am in love. And I love the feeling of love. It's wonderful. Not everybody necessarily is in that, but you can appreciate. And appreciate doesn't have the attachment that love tends to.
Oh, yes. And I agree with you, because the appreciation vibration to me feels like it's the feeling of what happens before the manifestation becomes reality. So I have appreciation for things that aren't even in my physical yet, you know, and that is exciting, because I can embody that and not have attachment to it, not have any expectations to it, and just be in this state of just feeling like I have so much to look forward to. And that's appreciation. And I really like, you know, your whole take on judgment too, because, you know, that That has been something I've been working towards for years. And now I'm in a place in my life where I feel like a lot of my taglines when I talk to people, like, there's no judgment because I don't drink anymore. And I've been dating a little bit here and there. And, you know, typically you go on dates and you have a drink and I'm having a club soda with lime. And, you know, I've gotten questioned about that, you know, and I said, hey.
They assume that you're in recovery right away.
A lot of people do. And I'm like, no, actually, it was just a choice. You know what? Just like everything else in my life, if something doesn't make me feel good, I tend to stay away from it. And alcohol, after a while, just became something that didn't feel good. I had heartburn. I couldn't sleep. It was just not resonating with me anymore. And that happens a lot.
The older that I get, the less tolerant my body is.
Yeah.
Of it, of totally. Lots of things, but of that too.
Yeah. Right. I was a scotch drinker. I mean, neat. I mean, I was not fooling around.
Yeah.
But anyway, I, you know, a part of my whole, you know, when I stopped drinking, I remember having this like, you're drinking. And like, I had this like chip on my shoulder a little bit and I had to work through that. And now it's, hey, you do you. And I have no judgment for anybody that drinks. I mean, it doesn't mean that I won't have a glass of wine here and there or a cocktail. I'm not 100% off alcohol, but it's just not part of my lifestyle anymore. And I've become so clear since not drinking. It's actually part of, I feel like it's another part of my spiritual evolution is eliminating alcohol from my life. And I don't miss it for a minute. And there's no judgment in anybody. I mean, I was at an engagement party in January where people, I mean, it was like around 150 people, good friends of mine, very drunk. And I had to sit there and think, this has nothing to do with me. I'm choosing to have one cocktail tonight. And witnessing what went on was actually disturbing, to be honest. But I wasn't judging it. I was just observing it. And I was able to disconnect from it and just think, well, you know, this is their path. And I'm not here to say anything to anybody unless someone is asking me for support or asking me for guidance. But I was taken back by how I was able to just sort of compartmentalize that.
Well, it's good that you caught yourself in that judgment vibe because that's a lower vibe for you also.
For sure.
You know, if you're judging somebody else's, you know, activity, behavior, whatever, that definitely is, that's your own low vibration experience in your judgment of them. And that's part of the whole spiritual awakening process. I don't know if you saw it, but I did a TikTok about the six stages of awakening. And one of them is reaching that point where you think you really get it, know it all, and then your ego kicks in and you think you're superior. You know, and you hear people in spiritual circles, oh, this is my last lifetime. I'm so evolved that I'm never coming back. You know, that's all ego. And we're so, you know, evolved and better than everyone else. Well, as soon as you start, you've sort of gone over the roller coaster, you know, and you're going back down vibrationally again. When you start that, because source is appreciation of all things, meaning source appreciates the drunk. Source appreciates the hardcore, you know, religious person that is thinking very differently than a spiritual person might, a quote unquote spiritual person might, or the atheist. You know, judging that stuff is separating you from source because source doesn't feel that way about anyone or anything.
That's right.
Once you learn to not separate yourself from source as much, that creates the awakening experience. And that's when life gets really good. You can really be happy in any circumstance. And I know in the Matrix, somebody might hear that, you know, well, wait a minute, you didn't manifest a yacht and a mansion and, you know, $1 billion business, you know, like the Kardashians. What's wrong with you? This stuff doesn't work. I want all that stuff. I don't want this just being happy stuff. And the interesting thing is that well-being, source does deliver well-being. You're demonstrative of that. You know, you were fine going to Florida without a plan. You were fine getting off of LinkedIn and just allowing the job to manifest for you. So well-being is always there. And when you're in that state of appreciation of all that is, well-being is a wonderful thing. You don't need all the big material things to cover up for the lack of authentic joy that's missing. That's the thing. And you can still have stuff. You can have anything that you want. Source isn't judging that either. But I know that if you watch, you know, some of these really famous, very wealthy, like these billionaires, I hear some speaking and I hear them speaking from a place of joy. And I hear others speaking and they're not in a state of joy. They're angry. They're complaining about everything. They're miserable. You're a billionaire and you're miserable and you're on social media complaining all the time. You know, what good is all of that doing you when you are living a miserable existence from day to day? Have it if you want, but that's a question for all of us to ask ourselves. Do we really think that money is the answer to everything?
No, it's a byproduct of your vibration. And yeah. That goes for everything. All the things are a byproduct of how I feel. And am I a millionaire? No. But I know that without a doubt that I am at complete peace. I'm excited. I'm happy. And in that vibration, anything can happen. Anything can happen that comes my way in regards to something that I may have thought that could never happen for me. I love the miracles happen in the not needing. So mm-hmm. that has also been a poignant part of this journey with Taya. Miracles happen in the not needing. And I kept thinking about that every time I looked for a job. I'm like, well, me online every day not feeling good is not feeling miraculous. So taking that step back really made a huge difference. And that goes for everything, friendships, relationships, opportunities, even my health. I mean, I'm in my mid-50s now, which I still can't believe because I don't feel it.
When I said Gen Xer earlier, I was thinking, I think she's a Gen Xer, but I don't want to say that because I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm 56, so I'm solidly in my mid-50s.
Yeah. I think 54, and now I'm technically in my mid-50s, which is still,
I love the 50. I don't feel old. I still feel like a kid, definitely. And I never had children. And I think some those of us that never have children, I think we get to stay young longer, if not forever, because we never had the experience of having to flip it and be a parent. Because I see these people on Facebook over the years, you know, earlier than this in their 30s when they were raising children, so judgmental of their children's activities. And I remember thinking, well, I remember how you were in high school. You were worse than what you're, you know, complaining about your children doing. But I guess you have to forget that stuff to take on the parent role, or maybe it's helpful to do that. I don't know. I still feel like it's 1980 something and I'm a crazy high school kid. I still listen to my music too loud in my car. And, you know, I can be very silly and I like that side of me. And then I can flip and be very, very serious with the stream, certainly. But I think that in the spiritual journey, again, letting yourself get knocked around in the matrix a little bit has great value. So if you're trying to have this full-blown awakened being at 19, give yourself a rest. Go out and do some stupid things and get knocked around the matrix a little bit before you start trying to do like heavy-duty spiritual work, because there's tons of time ahead of you to do that if that's part of your journey. Because most people that I see coming to this depth of thought are in their 40s, 50s, 60s. They've done the work. Or they've had the experiences that really prepare them for all this.
I agree 100%. The circumstances that I would have maybe looked at in my life had I not been in this level of awareness could have derailed me. Absolutely derailed me. Victim mindset. Life happens to me, not for me. I could have had a completely different trajectory, so to say. And knowing that we have the ability to co-create with the universe and source is such an empowering place to be. And I've never been more confident in my connection with source. And in the state of feeling low vibe earlier in the year when I was going through that situation, I remember in the depths of that thinking, I am so far away from source right now. There's no way I'm climbing out of this. Like, you can't even imagine. But once you do, it's a feeling like no other. And how could you appreciate if you don't have those experiences?
Yeah, you need context. Yeah. Well, for me, I really leveled up 2020, 2021. I really, really leveled up very high on my spiral. And then 2022, I created the scenario where I was living with Michael's parents. And that took my vibe back down And it was like, I had created this situation for myself that no matter what I did, they were there. And it was a big house and they're, you know, separated from us somewhat, but there was something every day that I had to go deal with all of that. And it was a battle for a while for me to not judge it and not suffer in it. I did okay in the scenario, certainly. I saw the beauty in the end of life process and in the passing process and all of that. So that was a lovely experience. But the day to day was challenging, especially Michael's mother. She was very challenging because she did not want to be there. You know, she took that out on everyone around her, including me and everyone else. I do appreciate that she loved Lola, though. She loved my dog so much. They had a bond. And to this day, I can say Nana, and Lola's ears, you know, perk up like, where's Nana? Where's Nana? They had such a bond. They were really tight. So that was my point of appreciation of her, because beyond that, she was definitely someone who always looked for what am I not getting? What's wrong? What's next here? And just thrived on that. And I had to question, you know, how did I end up here? How did I end up living in this situation? And I realized that I created that because that now gives me empathy for people who are, because I've never have lived in a terribly adversarial situation since childhood. I did as a child. My mother was horrible to me. But, you know, as an adult, I had the power to just walk away. But here I didn't really, because I'm in love with Michael. These are his parents. You know, I'm on board for whatever, you know, the universe brings. And what the universe brought was he comes home one day saying, hey, I found the perfect house with a 2-bedroom casita attached and it'll be perfect for my parents. And it's in Bermuda Dunes. And I'm like, where the hell is that? What are you talking about? But we did it. And it culminated in both of his parents passing within 6 months and the house burning down.
Yeah.
Talk about some powerful energy to create, because three very strong personalities, Michael, myself, and his mother, very strong energy, very strong personality. And it's not what burnt the house down, the faulty fireplace burnt the house down, but I know the manifestation was of that.
Oh, wow.
Guess what? That leveled me up even higher.
I'll bet.
That experience leveled me up even higher. I do tell the universe I don't need another catastrophe to level me up.
I've been saying the same thing. I've been saying
one or two in a lifetime is plenty, and I've had that, so I'm good. But it was a great experience. When I was in it, it wasn't. I was suffering in it, and it was a struggle because I knew I can't keep judging this. I've got to detune this. And as soon as you detune it, there it is in your face again.
Yeah.
So it was like a battle to detune. But that taught me that, you know, and all the people that I'm teaching in boot camp, and I've certainly had some people that are living in, you know, horrible situations or very oppressive situations. It gave me more empathy for that and made me a better teacher for that, I believe.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm kind of, I feel like I have an opportunity to, I don't want to say teach, because I'm not a teacher in a sense like you are, but I get to.
But you are. Your sharing is brilliant. And it's wonderful. So you absolutely are.
You're inspiring
people who are listening to this right now, I promise you.
I hope so. I get to plant seeds. I love when I have an opening with someone, you know, and if someone is sharing something, you know, and like, hey, have you ever looked at it this way? You know, what if it does work out? You know, because, you know, I have been surrounded by people that have not had, you know, they have had, you know, a somewhat negative outlook on things, and the glass is always half empty. And it's really empowering to just kind of have that opportunity to just kind of like just sprinkle and see how that, you know, I don't see the results all the time, but being around me personally in my circle, I have seen a shift in a lot of the people that I've been, and I've also seen a shift in the friendships, not only the ones that I have now, but also the ones that are kind of like falling away. And so, yeah, that's another byproduct of your raising your vibration. People just sort of not that you know, again, there's no judgment. It's just, there are people that just don't resonate.
You're
on
just not their vibrational
level.
Match anymore. And, and if you raise your vibe and they are really like the old version of you, you have a choice. You can lower your vibe to please them, or you can continue to raise your vibe, please yourself, and allow them to move on.
Yeah. And it's exciting as someone, you know, I'm divorced and I was in a relationship for years, and I've been single now for more than 2 years. And, you know, I'm really excited for who comes in next, because I know it's going to be the most extraordinary relationship of my life because of my vibration. You know, I won't ever, ever entertain anything less than what is a match for me. In fact, I went out with someone recently and, you know, on paper, he checked all the boxes, but there was such a disconnect energy-wise. And, you know, I'm sure he could have done really wonderful things for me, materialistically speaking, but he asked me out again and I'm like, just not feeling a strong enough connection, bro. Sorry. I'm okay with hanging out by myself on my beautiful lanai with my incense and my candles and my Himalayan salt lamp and my music versus going out with someone just to go out with somebody. I've never felt more content being, and I never want to say the word alone in the sense that I'm by myself. It's more about like, I'm so content with just hanging by myself. I'm a vibe all on my own. And if someone doesn't match that, what is the point? There's no point. I'm happy staying home on Saturday night. In fact, the night that I sent your testimonial was, you know, rocking Saturday night on my lanai, hanging out, having dinner and just, you know, listening to music and just enjoying being in this beautiful space.
Yeah. That I know. Again, I'll put it on YouTube and I'll link it in the show notes of this, this podcast episode so that people can watch it because it was really just a fantastic sharing. It really, really was.
Yes, it was. I'm so grateful for you, David. And I really mean that from the heart. And I'm happy to talk to anybody that wants to, you know, hear a little bit more about my journey more in depth and really just, you know, share how Taya has fundamentally changed my life. And it is the best decision I have ever made in regards to taking a chance and spending a little money that I technically did not have, but knowing that it was going to create something miraculous has been absolutely without a doubt the most profound journey of my life, start of my journey. So I can't see what
else. Well, you know, we're all about trust. And when you trust the universe enough to, as you said, spend money you don't have on something, if you're trusting, yep, that's a very powerful sign to the universe that, yes, it's going to work out for you. If you're doing it and you're not trusting, then you're going to have an opposite result to that. So the trusting part is very important. You cannot, and I've enrolled enough people at this point to tell you, I have yet to experience anyone who said that it wasn't worth it and they weren't glad they did it. Because again, you're giving it the power. As long as you get that and you understand not to demonize it or what you're investing in it or anything like that, you will be successful in any program, any program. Yeah. So remember that, you know, we have our ego sort of wants to keep us in place, right? Let's stay where it's safe. Let's don't change too much. Let's don't get out of the matrix. We're used to the matrix. We're plugged into it. Let's don't do that. Let's be fearful about it. And let's don't take this step. Let's, you know, something else could happen and you need that money or, you know, whatever it is. I know people have that inner battle when it comes to an expenditure like that. And that voice that's saying no is not source. I promise you that. Because well-being will always return to you no matter what. I have been flat broke knowing that well-being was going to return to me, and it always did and always has and it always will.
Yes.
Living proof of that for sure, and so are you.
Same.
Erica, thank you so much for joining. And do you have a mode of contact if somebody wanted to meet with you? What would be your preferred
place? Yeah. I'm more active on Instagram these days. So Erica Lynn, ERICALYN 444. That's my handle at Instagram.
Okay. And we'll put a link to that in our show notes. So if you want to follow Erica on Instagram or contact her, that's the way to do it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being on. It's always a pleasure, Erica.
Thank you for listening to the Stream of David podcast. To learn more about the Stream or the Taya practice, visit thestreamofdavid.com. And be sure to subscribe to our podcast via your favorite podcast provider. If you would, take a moment to leave us a review. And also, follow us on TikTok, YouTube, and Instagram, and join our free Facebook group, The Taya Practice, The TYA Practice. Thanks for listening.